All right. You sent over some intriguing stuff from Ontani System AB's website. They've piqued my interest, that's for sure. Seems like they're going for more than just the typical "we're a tech company" image. Ready to do a deep dive into what makes their company culture stand out.
Absolutely. And what I find fascinating is how much they reveal it just through their own words. This isn't some polished corporate profile. It's like a glimpse behind the curtain, you know?
Yeah, it feels more authentic. Right off the bat, their language is really refreshingly human. Fun, family, well-being. You don't exactly stumble across those words in every tech job posting. What kind of message do you think they're trying to send with that?
It's definitely deliberate, I think. Almost like they're trying to attract a certain kind of person, you know? They're not just looking for coding robots. They're seeking out individuals who resonate with these values. And notice how they also emphasize personal service and building long-term customer relationships.
It's like they're highlighting the human element of technology, which, let's be real, can often feel pretty impersonal.
Exactly. They're setting the stage for a very specific kind of workplace experience. It's subtle, but very clever.
And for those of us who are into the details, they even mention their location, Flagstaden. Adds a nice local touch, don't you think? Makes it feel like a group of actual people in a real place, not just some faceless corporation.
It does. Makes them relatable.
Speaking of getting to know them better, let's unpack these job ads. They're hiring for two roles, both pretty technically demanding, but the descriptions themselves are interesting, to say the least. Like, take the application consultant position. It reads like they're more than just spreadsheet wizards. They're the face of the company, interacting directly with clients.
I noticed that too. They really emphasize both problem solving and client interaction, which suggests a very hands-on consultative approach, which again links back to their whole personal service thing, right?
So, totally. Hints that they're not just selling a product off the shelf. They're partnering with clients to solve these complex, maybe even individualized problems. Makes you wonder what kind of problems they're tackling that need that level of client involvement.
Right. What's going on behind the scenes? Yeah, it really makes you wonder.
And speaking of multifaceted roles, that team leader position, oof, support, project management, documentation, talk about wearing a lot of hats.
Right.
What kind of person thrives in that environment, you think?
Sounds like they're looking for someone who isn't afraid of a challenge, someone who can take initiative, not just follow instructions, but actually, you know, make things happen.
Someone who doesn't shy away from a challenge, that's for sure. You know what they say.
Yeah.
If you want something done, give it to a busy person. But hey, let's switch gears a bit. Let's dive into my favorite part, employee testimonials. I think these often give you a better sense of company culture than anything
Oh,
else.
absolutely. Yeah. Those are gold.
Like, this one in particular caught my eye. I never stop learning, thanks to both my colleagues and our clients. That says a lot, don't you think?
It really does. Speaks volumes about their emphasis on continuous learning. But also, even more importantly, I think a really collaborative environment where knowledge sharing is just part of their DNA.
Totally. It's not just about individual growth. It's about lifting everyone up. What about you? Does that kind of environment appeal to you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Having that kind of support system.
And then on top of that, they work with a diverse range of industries. Just adds another layer of intrigue, right?
Absolutely.
Imagine the sheer variety of problems they're helping to solve. Must keep things interesting.
Keeps you on your toes, that's for sure.
Definitely not a one-size-fits-all kind of company.
No, definitely not.
Which, again, goes back to that idea of them really understanding a client's business, their specific challenges. It's like they're crafting custom solutions, not just selling off-the-shelf software.
Exactly. That level of personalization, it takes more than just technical skills.
Oh, for sure.
You need that strong communication, that
Yeah.
problem-solving ability.
Speaking of thinking outside the box, did you notice that section for Spontanensoken? Not something you see every day?
Yeah, that caught my eye too. Not every company's open to applications outside of their, you know, listed positions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really makes you think about their approach to talent, doesn't it?
It does. What do you think it says about them?
I think it says they're open to being surprised. They're not just looking for someone who checks all the boxes on a typical tech resume.
Right.
They're saying, hey, even if you don't see a perfect fit, if you're passionate, if you're hungry to learn, show us what you got.
I like that.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
refreshing. It all circles back to those core values, doesn't it? When you really connect the dots, the fun, family, well-being, the emphasis on personal service, building those long-term relationships, that collaborative, knowledge-sharing environment they're cultivating, it really paints a picture of a company that values its employees, trusts them to take ownership.
Absolutely. Makes you think about the bigger picture too, you know?
It does, yeah.
Obviously, technical skills are crucial in this industry, but they're not the be-all and end-all.
Nope.
Montania seems to understand that a thriving company needs a thriving culture. And that comes down to shared values, a commitment to creating an environment where people feel valued, challenged, inspired.
It really makes you think, if you were building a company from scratch, what values would be at its core? What kind of legacy would you want to create for your team? How would you make sure your company culture actually reflects those values?
Those are the questions, right?
That's something to ponder.
Definitely food for thought.
That's it for today's deep dive. Be sure to join us next time for more insights and analysis.